when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world. You'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, hello out there. And like we used to say, and we may still say it, good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all you precious Blood River Radio family out there. Welcome, welcome to Blood River Radio. My name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller. I will introduce our other people that are going to be on tonight. You know them all too well. But this is our first show. This is our very first broadcast of January of the year of 2023 in the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ Almighty. Who, while we were yet sinners, he died on the cross to pay the sin price for us, and it's a free gift if you just accept it. But this is our very first program of the new year. And guess this, people, if you're listening to this show, this broadcast, excuse me, it's not a show, it's a broadcast. If you're listening, you know that this is 3 hours. This is our new, we're debuting to 3 hours. So I'm really excited about that. We really outgrew 2 hours. We just had too much. We just couldn't fit it in. It's like trying to fit five or six people into a phone booth. But anyway, people, you know the drill around here. We don't do anything without a prayer. This is a Christian show, and this is kind of an aside. Hey, I'm 75 years old. I'm in absolutely incredible condition. I'm getting ready to run another marathon, but I'm 75 years old. And I don't care how healthy I am, how strong I am, and my goal, I want to run the New York Marathon when I'm 80. I would like to run when I'm 90, and I'd like to run New York at 90 years old, and I want to run Boston. But anyway, but the point is I'm making, I'm going to die someday, and it's not going to be that far off. And at the end, when I'm on my deathbed, the number one thing on my mind, if I'm alive, knowing I'm dying, it's not going to be all this other stuff I've been doing. It's going to be, hey, man, what's happening after death, after I die? What am I going to be doing? Where am I going? You better have that straight in your mind, people. You better have your act together. You better go and make your peace with God. You better become a follower of Jesus Christ, because you know what? No matter how important you are, no matter how unimportant you are, it doesn't matter. None of that matters. When you come to die, where are you going to spend the rest of eternity? That's the truth. And, you know, people, after that right there, we're going to go to prayer. And I'm going to ask our dear brother, if he doesn't mind, Rand, to say to take us to the Lord in prayer. Rand, could you say the prayer, sir, brother?
Sure. I'd be glad to, Brother Eddie. Let's bow our head. Father in heaven, we just want to humbly come to you, Lord, today and just thank you most of all. Thank you for all that you do for us. Thank you for doing things for us, Lord, that we don't even deserve. And Lord, I just pray that you would be with us here tonight, and the ones that are going to be on the show, on the program. And I pray that, Lord, I pray that somehow that the listeners could be able to feel your spirit tonight as the show goes on, as we go into a three-hour program now. Lord, we give you all the honor and all the glory, Lord. And Lord, I just pray that you would just lead us and guide us. Help us say the right things and help us say them in a way that will be pleasing to you. And Lord, most of all, we want to just thank you for Jesus, Lord. We want to thank you for his sacrifice, the blood that he shed on that cross, in order that we might have a chance to have eternal life with you, as Eddie said. And Lord, we just thank you for him. And all this we pray in his precious name, that you are the Jesus Christ, the Messiah, Amen.
Amen. Amen. And with that, I'm going to add a Bible verse, because I got to tell you, normally we announce the donors this hour. Listen, I got something that really touched my heart. Brother Rand knows about it. I got a beautiful cross from Pam and Dennis in Virginia. They've supported us from day one, financially, morally, spiritually. I love those people so much. I really do. And the words I have to say that, it's not good enough. Words are cheap, but I can tell you, I love them from the bottom of my heart. And they sent me this beautiful, beautiful cross. And it says, it's got the emblem, the medical emblem on the center. It says nurse. And here's what it says. It's going to be on my wall and on my desk. It says, God bless nurses. You know, I'm an old combat medic. I'm an old trauma certified RN. Very proud of that. I've worked in the Elvis Presley Memorial Trauma Center. And I mean, it's as heavy as you get. It was modeled after the Baltimore Trauma Center. And that's the original. Baltimore was the granddaddy, the original one. And it says, help their touch bring reassurance. Let their care reflect your love. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. That's Colossians 3:17. Dennis and Pam sent me this. It's beautiful. It's about 12 inches tall, 6 inches wide, maybe 8 inches wide. It's got that beautiful brass emblem in the middle, the medical emblem. I wouldn't take anything for it. So thank you so much, Pam and Dennis. I called them today to thank them. It brought tears to my eyes. It really did. I'm an emotional guy. I wouldn't take anything in the world for it. Without a side, another announcement or so. Folks, I talked to two of the sailors last week. Talked to the vice president, my brother in arms, Bob Scarborough. He's being treated for cancer, but he's doing well. He's the vice president, and he also has something to do with finance. I also talked to Phil Torti. You know those two guys. Right now they're not going to be coming on the show. They're not going to be coming on Liberty News on their normal slot. They were going to come on from 2 to 3 p.m. Central, but they're coming back. I told them we would do Liberty News Radio, Blood River Radio. We would do whatever we could do for them, because we believe in their cause. They have a just cause, a righteous cause, and we're going to try to push that cause forward as much as we can. So they'll be coming on Blood River Radio. They may want to do twice a month, but I think maybe once a month, you know, because we just have so much to cover. But we're going to push them at least once a month. Also, next week, I just got through talking to Jay, and we're going to try to pre-record. Simon Roach wants to come on. And people, we're not doing our Battle of Blood River special tonight, because we've got the League of the South guys coming in. Plus, we could not get hooked up well enough with Simon Roach. I didn't want to do our Battle of Blood River anniversary program without Simon. So we're going to, God willing, we're going to record him next week for about an hour. And then we'll record Pastor Chuck Baldwin. So next week, if it goes like we want it to, the Saturday the 14th will be pre-recorded. But I know you will enjoy it, because it wouldn't make sense, like Jay and Rand said, it wouldn't really make sense to record 2 hours and then try to patch a live show in at the end. So that's what we're going to try to do. So now with a quick outline. Tonight, as you know, we always fly by the seat of our pants. We didn't know if we were going to be able to get our fellow league brothers. They're having their meeting. The state of Florida, I think Rand told me, is the first state meeting, League of the South meeting this year. They're meeting this weekend, even as we speak, down in parts unknown in Florida. Well, we're going to be blessed with bringing at least three of the League of the South brothers in. So that's what we're going to do. It's going to be me and Rand on the first hour. Second hour is going to be Sister Monica, Sister Nancy. It's like a second hour. Third hour will be Sister Monica and Brother D. Bitter Ender himself, Gene Andrews. So that's what we're doing tonight, folks. And with that, Brother Rand, why don't you bring our guys in, if they're available, bring them in and introduce them, whichever one's there.
Okay. Do you know if any's on the line, Eddie?
Oh, nobody's on the line? Oh, we don't have any on the line yet. Well, hopefully, we're coming up on the break.
I'll try to contact them during the break.
We'll do. Hopefully, we can get in touch with them because they want to come out. We want them on really bad. The League of the South is big time. And when we come back, I'm going to read this thing that our I'm not going to mention his name, but he's a dear, dear brother of the league. He sent me this. I've got to read this. And I'll reread it again if I have to when the league brothers come on, because we're getting down to the nitty-gritty people in this country. We're getting to where you're either going to get in the fight or you're not, because it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. We're going to have to fight for our lives. You got two choices coming up, folks. You're going to have to fight for your life, for your very liberty in your life, or you're going to go into slavery. Slavery, that's right. And then after you're in that slavery a while, they'll probably start doing to you like they're doing in Ukraine, and like they've been doing in China for ages, and what they're doing in Turkey. They're going to start taking your organs if you don't. We'll talk more about that when we come out after the break. But when we come out after the break, even the sailors, and excuse me, not the sailors, but the League of the South brothers, I got to read this thing to them. I'm going to get their answers from it, get their response. And then also, Brother Rand, he's been in the league a lot longer than I have, and we're going to help me run this show. In fact, he'll be having the lion's share of running this program. People, we're about to run out of time. We're getting ready to go to a break. So I'm going to tell you, thank you so much for coming on. We're really excited about having this third hour. And now Rand is too. You're excited too, huh, Rand?
Oh, absolutely. I think the Lord has blessed us. I hear the music.
Well, go ahead. We'll call Miss Oh Heck. I'm going blank on her name. Anyway, we'll call Mary. That's right, Mary. We call Mary, and we'll get the guys on the line. Hopefully, be right back, folks.
I'm Michael Hill, President of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern Nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C., and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had lessons.
Well, thank you, dear Blood River Radio, dear family, for hanging out tonight. We're really excited about having this three-hour show, just in case you're coming in. But listen, folks, we're going to kind of do change horses in the middle of the stream a little bit. We'll get back on the regular horse as soon as we get through going down a rabbit trail or two. But listen, a dear, dear brother of mine sent this to me, and I'm going to read this to Rand. Since our fellow League of the South brothers who are MIA, wherever they are, they need to get on the radio because we want to talk to them. We love them to death. Anyway, my dear brother sent this to me. And he forwarded it to me. It says, a Canadian Civil War coming? The article is by Carl F. Worden. And here's what he says. If you haven't been paying attention to the events taking place in Canada, Justin Trudeau has announced a total and complete gun ban on all the way down to single-shot 22 caliber plinkers. I'm talking about Trudeau dictatorially banning all firearms in a nation of hunters, fishermen, and common citizens wanting to be able to defend themselves in an era of spiking Canadian crime rates. The crime rates are spiking all over the world, folks. I mean, you know that, and I do. And you know who's committing the damn crimes, the same old, same old. The feral animals. Anyway, he says, can you imagine going fishing in grizzly bear country without a firearm? In Canada's loaded. They have a lot of, not only grizzly, they have a lot of black bears, and black bears are very dangerous. It says right here, continuing, unlike our spoiled and gutless Americans, I'd like to say that again, because we have so many spoiled and gutless Americans out there. I'm so ashamed of them. Canadian citizens are talking tough and planning even more tough if any attempt is made to disarm them. Whether it be local police, Canadian Mounties, or other law enforcement stooges up there. The citizens already had a gutful of BS from Trudeau during the trucker strike, but now they're ready to fight and not in a defensive way. Here's the part I love. They're ready to fight and not in a defensive way either. And let's see if I move this thing. It's blocking my thing here. Let's see. Wouldn't it be ironic if Canadian citizens, the nation known for its people, for its polite people, beat America to the punch and killed every, I love this part too, beat the Americans to the punch and killed every liberal communist they can find. Call me crazy, but I think Trudeau could reconsider this if he wants to live. Well, I'll add this. I think, do my Canadian white Christian brothers, you're already too late. You should have already gone there and hung him with piano wire. That's only he's good for. He's a stinking, godless, Satan-worshipping, Christ-hating communist Trudeau. You should have already done it. You should have already got him and split him like King David did and cut his head off just like King David did Goliath and scatter his guts to the winds where the kites can eat him. That's what King David did to Goliath. That's the only thing that's going to these people understand. It's either them or us. So Canadians, get it done. Rand, what do you think about that, Sella?
Well, Eddie, it's obvious that they want to disarm us so they can control us even more. They're not content with the amount of control that they have on us presently, which is a lot. As we know, but I hope those good folks up there are ready. I hope they are prepared. I hope they're ready, and I certainly hope that they succeed. But it'll only be a small portion. And some of my reading about the Battle of Blood River, that Cape area was settled there by the Dutch and some Germans and a few French there. But to kind of be short, only 20%, even though the majority of them were sick and fed up with the British rule, the policies, and especially the ordinance of 50, which was put on them, without getting into that. But anyway, it's only a small percentage of them, maybe only 20%. And of that 20%, 10% of them were white because they had the servants that would go with them. But the rest of them were still very squeamish, still wanted to try to settle things, didn't see any other way except negotiation. But, that small percentage, And my point is, that's what it's going to be in Canada and here in this country. It'll just be a small percentage. But we do need the populist sentiment for the most part. They don't have to necessarily participate, but we're going to have, as we've talked about on here before, I think, a certain amount of the sentiment there. But, I listened to it. We don't have, everybody's heard me say, we don't have cable TV or any mainstream news, quite a little bit I get off of some news sites on my phone. But just take a listen to some of the leftist rhetoric from yesterday concerning the events 2 years ago on January the 6th in Washington, D.C., and, you know, some of the names that they call these people that that still defend those, and which is just a few of them. But just listen to some of that rhetoric. And it doesn't take, a child can figure out that we're in a big divide here. And you know, I don't see no mending it through voting. You know, I don't know exactly how it's all going to come down, but I do know one thing, that you need our Father in Heaven in your corner. And that he'll be the one that'll get us through, just as I believe he's the one that got those warriors through on that morning of December the 16th, 1838, at that Nokomi River, when they faced thousands of enemy warriors, like 15 to 20,000 compared to like 470, and the 470 included some of the servants, which were a big help because they helped them load their rifles repeatedly. But anyway, I hope I didn't get too long-winded, and I hope I give you somewhat of an answer. But Eddie, you know, we all know it's coming. I mean, I don't see how anybody can deny it from a lot of different angles. I mean, you don't have to look at just one or two angles. I mean, there's a whole host of ways to look at it and see how the outcome will be.
Yes. And you know, that meshes what you said, going back to the Battle of the Blood River, you know, in Christmas, what, 1838. That's very similar to what we're facing today. You know, we're not quite that desperate yet, because we have a lot more people, a lot more white people here. I think the Voortrekkers, the Afrikaners, the white Christians that left, like you said, they left the southern part of South Africa because they didn't want to be. Excuse this never-ending hack, y'all. As usual, I've been running today, and this old sinus strain and running in cold weather makes that throat kind of raw. That's why I get this hack. But anyway, the Voortrekkers, the Afrikaners, the white people, the Boers, all three, you know, all three names that mean pretty much the same. They did not want to live under British rule, and they did not want to live under a bunch of, they didn't want to live under the thumb of the Brits. Pretty much they were the blacks there were to the Jews in Britain, pretty much what the Shebas Goy are here in the United States to the Jews, people like Nancy Pelosi. Who her dad was a Shabbos goy who worked for Jews. If you don't know what that is, I won't go into detail and tell you what it is. But you know, he's right. You're right, Rand. There's always been just a small percentage, and I like it that way. I mean, because I like being in the extreme minority of the gut people who have guts and courage and morality and principles. You know, we will stand up for stuff. We don't want just a bowl of soup, a slice of bread. We don't want to lick the boots of our Jewish bosses. We don't want that. We want independence. And you know what? I don't give a hoot in hell if we do get the sentiment of the people. I say to hell with the sentiment of the people. We don't need them. As long as we have God on our side, you know, we're that's all we need. You know what? If I'm wrong, to hell with it. Like I said a few minutes ago, Rand, we're not going to live forever anyway. I certainly don't have that many more years. And even if you're just 18 years old, 15 years old, if you live to be 100, that life's going to go by like smoke. People, we'll come right back to this, what we're talking about, right after this break. We'll be right back. Hold on to your seats.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The House pulled a late nighter to elect its new speaker and House leader.
After 4 days and 15 attempts, the clerk announced the results of the wee hours of Saturday morning.
The Honorable Kevin McCarthy of the state of California has received 216.
Republican leader Kevin McCarthy then took the oath.
So help you God, I say to you.
And now, the hard work begins.
Meanwhile, Congressman Hakeem Jeffries of New York made history as the first black lawmaker to lead their party in Congress.
Congress is at a fork in the road and are asking the question, what direction will we choose?
After the longest speaker election since 1859, new members of the House were sworn in. I'm Jeremy Scott.
A six-year-old boy is in custody after police say he shot his first-grade teacher at school in Newport News, Virginia. The teacher's injuries are life-threatening. Police said the shooting was not an accident, that there was an altercation before the child shot the teacher. Newport News School Superintendent Dr. George Parker says the community is hurting.
Today our students got a lesson in gun violence and what guns can do to disrupt not only an educational environment, but also a family, a community.
It's not clear how the boy got the gun or what the altercation was about. Another round of rain and wind is returning to Northern California this weekend, just in time for a stronger storm that will hit the region on Monday. Winds are expected to pick up Saturday evening with gusts up to 50 miles per hour. American Airlines is about to end all service out of Long Beach Airport. AA announced yesterday the air carrier will cease operation out of Long Beach Terminal on February 28th. The airline says the route is not meeting financial performance expectations. An airport spokesperson said in a statement they understand their tough business decision during these challenging times and look forward to welcoming them back in the future. This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Dear Blood River Radio, how'd that grab you? You know what? What we have here is a failure to obey. Some men, like Eddie the Bombardier Miller and like Rand the Alabama Lone Wolf, we just can't be reached, and we ain't going to be reached by these Christ-hating, Christ-killing, Christian-hating, stinking globalists, Jews, whatever you want to call them. We're not going to go into their Jew World Order concentration camps. And that goes back to that article we just got through reading a few minutes ago from our dear brother who sent us this article from is there going to be a civil war in Canada? Well, I put it this way: either there will or there won't be. The same way here in the United States in America here, and here's the reason: if we don't have some type, and I'm setting this up, I'm going to ask Rand for some questions about this. If we don't have some type of resistance in people, I only know of one type of resistance, and that's picking up the rifle and the bayonet. Now, they have what they call, passive resistance that their dear brother Lee Cochran did, and God bless his soul. He used to talk about passive resistance. I guess that could work. It probably could, but, and they may have done that in the old Soviet Union, But I can't see, like Michael Tubbs would say, the world's last great superpower. I can't see them relinquishing their control over we the people. And people, get this. It's the Sodom on the Potomac. Hope I don't go in too big a circle. I'll try to bring this together. The Sodom on the Potomac government, Washington, D.C., and to repeat what my dad and my grandfather used to say, if God does not punish the United States of America for all their sins they've committed in the past 200 years, especially since Lincoln invaded the South, if God doesn't punish them, and they don't punish the people for killing all these millions of babies in the womb, and that God doesn't punish us for just not allowing, not being, tolerant of these queers, of these lesbos, of these pedophiles. Now they call them, they're not pedophiles anymore. They want to be minor attracted adults. They're not monsters. Their sexual preference is just children. But listen, if God does not punish this country for that, he's going, and I'm repeating pretty much what my grandfather and my dad said, God's going to have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. He's going to have to raise them up from the bottom of the Dead Sea, where people say that's for us. Oh, Sodom and Gomorrah is the bottom of the Dead Sea. He's going to have to go back and apologize to them. That's the kind of government that that's over us right now, people. It's not a government that we know. We've been invaded. We've taken over, starting in 1860, and actually before that. So I gotta try to piece this together and bring it to the end, because I gotta rant on this. What we have, and it's taken well over a century, we have a group of foreigners, of people that don't belong here. What's that word I'm looking for? We have a group of aliens, and we all know who that alien is. It's the Jew. Listen, I don't care what you say. You can say, well, I know this one good Jew. You know, he gave me a bird dog. A friend of mine told me that. I know this other good Jew down here. But here's the thing. The Jews have infiltrated this country just like they have every other country in the West. They have captured the United States Congress and the Senate. It's so laughable what they're doing up there, arguing whether they're going to get this SOB in there. He's going to be the speaker of the whorehouse. Who's going to be the speaker of the whorehouse in Sodom of the Potomac? You know, they control the Congress. These Jews control the Congress. They own the banks that print the money. They own the universities. They own the social media. They own all the media sites, people. You can't even send out a text message or something without these people controlling. You have all the social, it's the social media. Commercial media. They own the newspapers. They own every damn thing. And listen, they're controlled. The capital of the United States really is not D.C. It's in Tel Aviv. It's in Tel Aviv. Israel. And it's not just me. It's not just me. I'm going to read this thing. I haven't read this in a long time. Prime Minister Ariel Sharon said October the 3rd of 2001, when he was talking to Simon Perez, he says, every time we do something, you tell me, every time we do something, you tell me America will do this and will do that. I want to tell you something very clear. Don't worry about American pressure on Israel. We, the Jewish people, control America, and Americans know it, and everybody damn well knows it. These people, and I've got to wind this up now, they control the military. They control the National Guard, the Army, the Air Force. They control it all. Not only in this United States of America, they control it in England, in France, in Germany. The only place left on earth I know of that has a large population of white Christians is Russia. And that's why they hate, God only knows they hate Russia, because the Tsar nailed them. The Tsar nailed those Jews eons ago. Putin has nailed them. He kicked all those blood-sucking Jewish bankers out of the Soviet Union. He kicked their tail out. He put some of them in prison, just the same way Adolf Hitler did. He kicked those stinking Jew bankers out of the country, and Adolf Hitler brought Germany back from the brink of just, they were starving to death. Absolutely starving to death. The Russian people, the people in Ukraine were starving to death under communists, where they were eating their own children. Well, when Germany kicked those Jews out, Hitler made, I'm going to bring this to fruition. Hitler got Time Magazine Man of the Year. I think twice. I've said that before. Okay, Putin kicked these stinking, blood-sucking Jews out of the country that owned over 80% of the natural resources, the banks. They owned everything. He kicked their sorry tail out. It's a Christian nation. It's a big evangelistic program going over there, a revival, a big revival. That's why they hate them. And the people, here's the end of it. They have one goal, these Christ-killing, Satan-worshipping Jews, the same Jews that said when Pontius Pilate wanted to turn Christ loose, and they said, let's just free Christ. Let's don't kill him. I don't see any wrong in him. They said, no, we want Barabbas. And Pontius Pilate said, well, I wash my hands of the matter. Let his blood be on your hands. And those stinking Jews said, let his blood be upon us and upon our children. That's what they want. They want us. They're not going to be satisfied, Rand, until our bones are dead and buried in the ground. And then that won't be enough. They want to defecate on your grave. They want to dig up your they want to move our monuments, our headstones, like they did all the Confederate monuments. They're moving bodies out of they're moving these cemetery markers out of Arlington National Cemetery. They're never going to be satisfied until we're dead, Rand.
Yes, sadly, you're right. It's the eternal enemy, the same one that John 8:44 speaks of. You know, they're the children of the devil, and they're doing their father's work. And you know, just a little example of how we have to live as nationalist type thinkers, free thinkers, if you will. Just for instance, this conference that the good folks down in Florida, good Christian people for the most part, down there having a conference of just like-minded people that want to come and listen to people give a speech concerning issues that concern them, and they have to wait. This is what they did, Eddie, and I know you know this, but to the listeners, you know, they waited to Friday evening after the closing of where they was going to have the event in order to announce the location of the conference. And it's a shame that people like us, and it burns me to the core, and I know it does you too, Eddie, and I hope it does a lot of our listeners, and I'm sure it does. But the way we have to kind of tiptoe around now, you know, as you said on here before, you know, don't say this, don't say that, try to get along. It's just so sad, and it's so ridiculous. The back to the eternal enemy. Their brainwashing has been real successful, and it's still going on. It's still going on to this day. But you know, Eddie, we blame, not blame, but we name the enemy quite often, quite well here. But as far as the blame, we got to look at ourselves in the face, and we'll talk more about that when we come back.
You nailed it. You nailed it, my brother. People, you heard Rand say he recognized the music coming on. We'll be back. This is our last break, the first hour. Be right back, folks. Hope you got your asbestos underwear on.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
Hey, this is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
I'll tell you one thing that every good soldier knows. The only thing that counts in the end is power. Naked, merciless force!
Then the guerrilla general's right. Even a damn ape knows that in the end, we're going to have to fight. You know, all you people are too squeamish. And, you know, when you go to these conferences, sometimes, last time I got in a little bit of trouble for telling some of our brothers, I'm so sick and tired. For God's sakes, don't another single person tell me that we're getting too hot, we're going over the edge, and we got to be peaceful. We got to speak. You know, it's really better if you can learn to speak like with a lisp, kind of like your little homosexual brothers down here in Midtown that are trying to sodomize these little boys. If we just be tolerant, you know, because you know what? If you get too wild and too woolly, you're going to turn all these people, these thousands of people are going to come to our aid when it finally hits the fan. You're going to turn them off. But I'll just say, I'm going to shut up before I come, because I know I'm hogging the mic. Go ahead, Rand. Continue talk what you were talking about before we went to the break, brother.
Well, I was just saying, you know, we name the enemy often on here, and but as far as blame, you know, we've really got to look at ourselves. You know, at one time, white men had control of this country, and you know, we're the ones that let it slip away, get complacent or comfortable or ever how you want to draw it up. I mean, when it really comes down to it, we let it slip away. Whether it was against the eternal Jew enemy or any other leftists with our leftist ideas, we've let them come into the public square, and it's been a subtle process. This enemy is real, and he's not playing games. These people are not playing games. You can sit back and you can say, well, you know, well, that don't affect me and this, that, and the other. Well, if it doesn't, and I don't know how it couldn't by now, but it will. It certainly will.
Yes.
You know, these people are for real, and it should be evident to everyone. But you know, on the other hand, Eddie, it's an exciting time, like you said, about you like it being a lesser percentage, and I get that, but it is an exciting time to be alive, and it is exciting to me, even though it's in a small group and it's kind of going against the grain. But it's a righteous cause.
Yes, it
I
is.
Mean, it's a righteous cause. And just like, you know, I know I keep going back to these four trackers and boars. But, you know, Eddie, right before that battle, you know, they made a covenant to God. If they give them a victory, they give them victory that day, that they'd always honor him on that day from then on. And you know, I think we need to make a covenant. And to a certain extent, I think we've made an unspoken covenant right here on this radio broadcast.
We dedicate Blood River Radio, then maybe I don't make it plain enough. Every show we dedicate, we hope with the prayer. Yeah, that's right. You're right, Rand, but continue. I didn't want to interrupt you, but yes, we need to do it more. We need to do it more of it, but go ahead, Rand.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I think we do it, you know, it's unspoken, but we do it, and that's what's going to lead us to victory. And like we said on here so many times, without him, we have no hope. Not at all. We don't have any hope at all. But with him, we can do anything. We can conquer this enemy. We can make a place. You know, we want a place among the nations for our people. And why is that asking too much? Well, it's asking too much because the eternal enemy wants to wipe out all of Christianity. They don't want people wholesome, homogeny. They don't want a good, wholesome, nationalist type thinking person. Just like that's why they didn't like those Boers, because they kind of thought for themselves. They wanted to, you know, they had their own way of thinking as far as their Father in heaven. And all they wanted when they left that Cape area and went north, all they were doing was looking for them a place to have them a homeland so they could live here on this earth in peace and live in a way, in a manner that they wanted to live, not the way somebody in Washington, D.C. or London or somewhere in Canada, not any of those places, but the way that they wanted to live. Those people, and by the way, you know, those that wasn't an army. That wasn't armies that left that Cape and marched north. That was fathers.
Hell no.
That was fathers. That was mothers. That was brothers. That was sisters. That was daughters. That was sons. That was grandparents. That was a community. That was a community, brothers and sisters, that went north. And that's what I want. I want to have a place where we can have a community of like-minded people, where we can live, we can make our own laws, and do it by the natural law, or I'd rather say God's law. That's how we should be living. That's what we used to go by, and that's when this country was somewhat blessed. But anyway, I'm kind of getting off track a little bit, I know, but I think that's what everybody wants, but we're to a point where most people they don't have any idea on how we might could get it back, you know.
Well, I'd like to comment on some of the stuff you said. You're absolutely right. These people and these same old people go all the way back to before Christ, when Christ is born. That king. When Pontius Pilate was the Roman, I can't remember the name of the king who was the Jewish king, is king of Israel around there. He wanted he's the one, when he found out about Jesus, he gave the order for all baby boys 2 years old and younger to be killed. That's what they're trying to do to us now. And you said something about our children being brainwashed. Listen, I know people at Macon Road, they used to be at Macon Road Baptist Church. None of them, I used to take, when my grandson went there, I used to take, there was five at one time, these young teachers that came to Macon Road. I would load four of them up at a time. Every time one of them had a birthday party, they were the young teachers they sent there. They kind of assigned them to me to fix their flats and stuff like that if they need help. I would take them out, have their cakes custom made at the Peabody Hotel in Memphis. I knew the chief pastry chef there. Did this for years. I knew Blake, my grandson, I won't mention his name. I knew I was King Herod. Hey, thank you, Jay. King, it was King Herod. Herod put out the command to kill all babies 2 years old and below. And this was a good Jew that said that. See, that was a good Jew, people. So we got to give him a slap because he's a chosen people. And he wanted to kill every 2 year old child there around. He could get a hold of trying to kill Jesus. Keep in mind, that's a good Jew. That's what they do. We got to worship them, though, because they're God's chosen people. No matter what they do, if they come into your house and cut your mother in two with a chainsaw, you can't hold it against them because they're God's chosen people. Just keep telling yourself that they're God's chosen people. Anyway, these people I'm telling you about, I love them like my own children, my own grandchildren. And now, including my grandson's friend he graduated from high school with back in 2013, they won't even speak to me. I've spent hundreds of dollars. My wife, we've taken them out to the finest restaurants in Memphis every birthday. You name it, we took them there to eat every stinking birthday, sometimes 2 to 3 times a year. They won't even speak to me now, Ram, because they found out that I don't worship Jews and I don't worship Israel. Like them, they're the good Baptists. They're all brainwashed like that. I'm going to tell you something else, Rancher. You said we can't even get together and have a peaceful meeting. Look at what's happened in Charlottesville. We have people there that are arrested when they're 18 years old, 20 years old. And like Rand said the other day, they've got to do 8 and 10 years hard time, and they will do every stinking day because we don't have the cojones to go up there and take them out of that prison like we should have done years ago. That damn prison should have been stormed years ago, but we don't have a guts to do that. And here's another thing. They're so damn brainwashed. We have Eliza Fletcher, who was kidnapped, brutally raped, brutally tortured, brutally murdered, a young 34-year-old mother, Christian mother, taught at a Christian school here in Memphis, and a Christian cucked out school. And when you mention Eliza Fletcher, I swear to God, I know two people that I've been friends with, these young people. They start talking about, well, that poor black, I can't remember the feral animal's name that killed her now, but he grew up. Here's what they say. They don't even mention her. This is how brainwashed they are. They said, Rand, they said, well, he came up so hard, he didn't have any parents, probably because he killed him. But he did his first sex crime when he was 11 years old. He raped an 8-year-old boy when he was 11 years old. You know, but they have sympathy for him. They never even mention Eliza Fletcher here. That's how damn brainwashed they are, Rand.
Yeah, but that's none of that is
that's the Christian schools. They went to Christian schools and they got brainwashed. I'm sorry, Rand. Go ahead.
Yeah, I know, Eddie, and it's divided a lot of families, brother. It sure has, and it's a crying shame. I mean, like I said, the enemy's very deceitful, and they're very good at cunning at what they do. But just like that savage that killed that Fletcher lady, it's not his fault. It's nothing he did. It's white society's fault. That's whose fault it is. It's the white society and the conditions that he had to grow up in because of the evil, evil, evil white man. Well, you know what I'm ready for, Eddie?
That's exactly what they say, word for word. They don't even mention Eliza Fletcher. It's like she just happened to be in the damn way. Oh, you know, Eliza Fletcher making him look bad. I mean, it's that damn bad, Rand.
Yeah, I agree with you, Eddie. And that's how they turn. That's how they turn things around, and how they operate. But you know, I know we're about to wrap up. But you know what I'm ready for, Eddie? I'm ready for people to start using the word white. I'm ready to hear the word white. I want to hear the word white group. I want to hear the word white caucus. I want to hear the word white every time I turn around. And you know, we need a white party, you know. We need a white party. What would be wrong with us having a white party? They can. Every other minority can have this, that, and the other, whatever. By George, we need a white party, you know.
We need our own nation. We need our own independent nation. I don't care if it's in the Midwest. If we go out here to Montana, or Wyoming, or Colorado, or if it's in the South, we need our own white nation. Randall, we've run completely out of time for this hour. Folks, we got to go. The second hour, we're going to bring up Sister Nancy, Sister Monica. And then the last third hour, it'll be Brother Gene Andrews coming on with Sister Monica. So people, hold on to your seat. We're transitioning into the second hour. Be right back, folks.